Welcome to Programme 19 of the Sunday Class Dance on Radio GH on Independence Day, 4th of July, 2021. Today we will have a US Independence Day dance programme with dances and music to fit that theme, while still remembering this is supposed to be recognisable as suitable for dancers. Therefore we start with an 8x through jig with virtually no setting, and so everyone who wants to should be able to get in a set, whether that ends up being a 3, 4 or 5 couple set. Chaste Lovers is by Tim Todd Wilson, who says, "You may notice that first couple do not actually touch in this dance. I like the play on words with chaste, ending in a D, and chaste, ending T-E, and tried to incorporate both ideas. The dance was first taught to the combined class at the 2013 International Branch Weekend in Killarney, Ireland. The dance was published in Worldwide Weavings by the International Branch, and Stringfire have included a recording on their Excited States CD. The dance is mostly on the diagonal, with two tandem reels of three with corners, and finishes with corners pass and turn. That was Stringfire, who are James McQueen and Annie Rodier on violin, Eric Evans on cello and bass, and Patty Cobb on piano. I met James, Annie and Patty when I was in the States in 2014 and 16, and was taught the dance Chaste Lovers by Tim himself at the TAC Summer School in 2014. Our second dance is also by a Californian resident, Ron Wallace. Darain Dancing, an 8x32 bar reel, was devised in 1991, with the tune of the same name by Muriel Johnston. The dance was adopted by the RSCDS in their 30 Popular Dances Volume 2. It is straightforward, except possibly the interrupted hello goodbye movement in bars 17 to 24, and it finishes with six hands round and back. Muriel Johnston and Keith Smith are playing on the Delaware Valley Spring Ball 2003 CD. Thank you. Miura Johnston and Keith Smith playing Darain dancing. The first Strathbay today is for three couples in a triangular set, the Indian River Strathbay by George Senick. George and his wife Onnie live on the Indian River Intercoastal Waterway, across from the Kennedy Space Center in Sharps, Florida. There are three recordings for this dance, though none of them use the recommended tune, which is Humberstone's Magic Piano by Ian R. Muir. That's the Kragelicki one. So we will hear the Kragelicki band recording from an LP called Encore, which was actually intended for Langham Fair. Was Ian Muir and his Kragelicki band playing his own tune, Humberstone's Magic Piano, which is the recommended tune for the Indian River Strathbay. Now a reel, which maybe if we'd had a grand march, could have been the opening dance today, though personally I feel that beginning with a square set risks excluding up to three couples who might want to dance. Been there, had that experience. Oh My America is an 88-bar reel by Elizabeth Lee Barnes, which she published in her own book, Clipper Ships and Other Dances, and it also appears in the 1976 book, San Diego Bicentennial. The recording is from the Grandfather Mountain Gala CD by Bobby Brown and the Scottish Accent, and includes the tunes The Hopeful Lover, Love in the Village, and The Barnyards of Delgatty. Thank you. was Oh My America, played by Bobby Brown and the Scottish accent. Now we will have A Capital Jig by Tina McKay from RSCDS Five Dances for 2009, sometimes referred to as the Homecoming Book. The dance title refers to Harrisburg, the capital of Pennsylvania, and is dedicated to the Harrisburg Scottish country dancers. However, the dance was actually devised at the Capital Weekend held every year by the North Virginia branch in Washington, D.C., itself a capital. And the dance was thought capital enough to be adopted by the RSCDS in 2009. The recording for that book was made by Keith Smith and James Gray, and the tunes are The Reunion, then something with a Gaelic title I'm not going to attempt, Jiggy Tiggy by Keith Smith, and Ian and Betty's Jig. Thank you. was a capital jig. And now to our 8-time Strass Bay, though I don't think we'll get the full 8 repeats, as time is pressing. So I'll explain why I've chosen this dance and why I feel able to cut it short. The recording, or the suggestion of it, came first. Led Brown from Canada contacted me with his idea for a CD of sets he liked to play, and asked for newly devised dances for some which were at that time generic. The 8x32 bar Strass Bay began with Barbara McCohan's Strass Bay by Muriel Johnston, and so I devised the dance Fiddling in the Pine Woods, and dedicated it to Barbara and all the superb musicians, not only fiddlers but pianists, accordionists, pipers, and a range of other instrument players who I met at Pine Woods in 2014 and/or 16. The dance finishes with a movement which I have called the Z progression. So, as it is my dance, I hope you'll forgive me cutting it short of its full number of repetitions.
Thank you.
So that was from Around the World with Scotch Mist, with their track For My Dance, Fiddling in the Pine Woods. We will stay firmly at Pine Woods for this next dance, The Pine Woods Reel, by John Bowie Dixon, he of the Wind on Loch Fyne fame. This is a great dance, but you need to be moving. Understandably far more popular in the US than the UK, and with younger dancers. Now, because I'm conscious of the time, I thought I'd gain a bit by using the speediest recording. In 1967, we could all dance quicker than we do today. So this is from Ian Powery's Farewell to Scotland LP, with the recommended Dartushka, St Anne's Reel, Callum Donaldson, and Dancing the Baby. The first and third tunes are by Ronnie Cooper, and the others are traditional.
Thank you.
By heck, that was fiery. The Pinewoods Reel, played by Ian Parry and his band. Now, right up to date with Jennifer Kelly's The Scallywag, adopted by the RSCDS in Book 52. Jim Lindsay and his band play Mickle's Jig, the famous Baravan, Ian and Betty's Jig, that's the second time we've had that today, and Blackwood Jig.
Thank you.
That was, of course, Jim Lindsay. And how many of you thought of Father Connolly when he played the famous Baravan? Now then, if we are celebrating America, we have to include a hoedown set for Plantation Reel. I was torn here between various recordings, including ones from Nicol McLaren, Ian Slater and Ian Muir, but then I noticed something. The dance was devised by Tony Moretti and published in Pinewood's Collection Volume 2 and dedicated to Andrew Rankin for his contributions to Scottish country dancing. So I asked Ewan if he could dig out the 1976 LP by Andrew Rankin called Westering Home, which includes this track. That was Dem Golden Slippers, Kingdom Coming, O Susanna, Dixie's Land, and Some Folks Do. A perfect set for the Plantation Reel. Swiftly on to our last Strathspey, which is Chris Ronald's Broadway, to Marian Anderson's wonderful recording for the Sunday Class Dance Book 2. And I've lost my bit of paper with dedications on, but this is for all of you who love this music, even though it is tricky to concentrate on the dancing. Thank you. Marian Anderson. And staying with both the New York Connection and the Sunday Class, our last dance is the 8x48 bar New York Hornpipe by Barry Priddy, which he wrote for Grace Etherington of the RSCDS New York branch, even though New York is a tiny place on the west bank of Loch Awe, facing Port Inisherik. The Sunday Class Recorded Highlights Volume 1 CD is by Jim Lindsay, and the tunes are New York Hornpipe, Red Wine Reel, Corolla's Tolt, and Ken's Way. Enjoyed this 4th of July celebration, with my usual thanks to all at Radio GH and to you all for tuning in. The play-out track ties very neatly back to several threads in today's programme. It is Carolyn's Waltz, composed by Barbara McCohen, and played on a live recording at the 2012 Asilomar Weekend by Reel of Seven, the San Francisco-based band, on Dance for Joy Encore. See you next week.